Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Does God want us to be happy? Good question, isn't it? If I asked you today, how many of you are happy? How many of you would raise your hands? Yeah, but now here's what I'm seeing. Instead of like this, I see, well, am I or not? See what I'm getting at? God wants us to be happy, doesn't he? Of course. You know, and I look, especially when I go into the epistle lesson today. You know, finally be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Is spiritual warfare real? Man, is it real? Look at our country right now. Are we in spiritual warfare? Oof. I look what's going on, especially in the political process. And I don't care what side you belong to or anything else. There used to be a thing that we had platforms in a party, and the platforms would tell us what they plan to do if they're elected. All right, what are the platforms of the two parties? Well, that, and we can point names at each other and say bad things, right? You know, I look at what's going on in this. How did we ever end up in this type of relationship in this country? I look at things that are going on. New York just voted on a post-birth abortion. Thank God it got voted down. Okay, a post-birth abortion. That we're talking murder, just plain murder. And that's awful. But then I look again on the other side, and all I hear is name-calling. You know, come on. We are America. We're better than that. But I can go back. There's a book over there. It says American Aurora. The Aurora was a newspaper in Philadelphia at the time before the Revolution, during the Revolution, and at the start of the presidencies, well, the first four or five presidents. Folks, I hate to tell you this, but it was no different back then. You can read the editorials. You know, it's the same type of thing. Well, rhetoric is all that stuff that's important, but take it for what it is, rhetoric. But what is rhetoric? It's stuff that comes out of a person's mouth, right? And what does our lesson tell us today? Well, it's not that goes into a person that defiles them. It's what comes out. Do we ever say things in a fit of anger that later on we thought, why in the heck did I say that? No, you can ask for forgiveness, but once it's out there, isn't it? It's one of those open mouth, insert foot, bite down hard times. And folks, we all do it, right? We're human beings. We're not perfect. One of the reasons I picked this sermon hymn was Shine, Jesus, Shine. The light of the gospel needs to shine in us. Well, if it shines into us, are we letting it shine out of us? There's the thing, isn't it? You know, so many people tear things down instead of build things up. We've all got friends that if they can find something wrong, they would say something wrong, right? And, you know, you wonder, why in the heck are they like that? Well, they probably were grown up in that type of household where somebody was always tearing down. Thank God my dad wasn't like that. Okay. Of course, my dad was a professional baseball player and always wanted me to be a baseball player. My grandfather was a professional baseball player. I grew up in that kind of household until I found out I don't have that kind of talent. Boy, I didn't have that kind of talent. So I had talent in other things. But my talents come from molding people. My biggest band was 327 kids. 327 kids. I had a president walk in and sit down with me. And we were working in there. And, you know, it's just me with these. And we were laughing and having a great time and getting a lot of stuff done. You know how I like to laugh. Well, I teach kids that way, too. And he says, how do you do that? He says, how do you get them to do things like that? And I said, I tell them what I want, and they do it. But I said, the thing is, they can't do it unless you tell them what you want. Yeah. And I don't know how many times somebody would say, just try it, and we'll help you. So you try it, you do something wrong. Why did you do that? Sound familiar? Okay. So the thing is, what comes out of our mouths is what defiles us. Now, you notice I'm not swearing or anything like that, am I? No. But I'll tell you one thing. We've all been around people who have acted that way, haven't we? You know? Or they tell you, go ahead and make a mistake. That's how you learn. And then they chew you out because you made a mistake. Well, then how are you going to learn? It is a puzzlement. Shine, Jesus, shine. The Father's glory. You know, at the end of the psalm, we always do the doxology. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Doxology, doxos in Greek, is glory. All right, so we're doing a doxology. It's Greek doxosology, the study of. In Latin, it's one of those words I find very interesting, both Greek and Latin at the same time. So, the study of glory. What works with us that way? Think of the Godhead. Who brings us to glory? The Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus does, but isn't it the Holy Spirit that grabs us? He grabs us by the nose and says, I want you should come this way. The problem is many times we don't listen or we can't hear because we're so busy. One of my favorite prayers, all right, I call him boss. All right, boss, what do you want me to do? Sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't, but he always answers, but it's in his time, not my time. I wish he would answer my time, make things a lot easier. But does it always have to be vulgar and swearing to have that happen? I mean, to talk about what defiles a person? No. It's how we interact with the people around us. You know, in fact, I've said to people sometimes, I said, you're more negative than I can be positive. And usually you get this look. And I said, what did you just say to me? Well, what do you mean? I said, you just said something to me. What did you say? Well, I don't know. I said, isn't that a problem? And I repeated it back to him. Oh, and I said, so why did you say that? I don't know. I said, so next time maybe you shouldn't say that. Because if it doesn't do any of us any good, why say it? Make sense? And folks, I've had pastors that have done that too. I mean, we're all guilty of that at times. So when we talk about this kind of stuff, there is spiritual warfare. Not only a spiritual warfare that's out there that we're all dealing with, isn't there a spiritual warfare in here too? Which one's the harder one to deal with? This one. So how do we deal with it? Well, we put on the armor of God. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a great, great bit of scripture, isn't it? All right. in all circumstances, take out the shield of faith. I'm in verse 16. With which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Is the evil one out there? Yeah. How many of you saw The Passion of the Christ? You know, I think this year we will show that once. If you haven't seen it, you should see it once. Because every time something major happens in Jesus' life, guess who's walking around the outside? The devil. He's there. He's the prince of this world. So, extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Salvation's important, isn't it? Okay? I had a person I argue with in this church about this is salvation. No, it's not. Not one of our members. Okay. And I said, how do you do that? How do you say it's not salvation? It's just remembrance. Jeez. Remember when we were studying in John and we got into John 6, verse 21, and we start talking about this is me. No one is saved unless they do this. Well, I don't know about you, but that's sort of salvation, don't you think? I mean, and also when Jesus says it, we're supposed to do it, right? All right, so we come into salvation. But how do we appreciate that salvation? By what comes out of us. Are we positive or negative? And so here's the thing, and I've said this many times, don't be hard on yourself. If you make a mistake, what do? Ask for forgiveness. Man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Will you forgive me?
No!
Okay, I'll see you later. I'll come back when you're in a better mood. You know, and that's happened to all of us too, hasn't it? And that's the thing. Folks, no matter what we do, if we screw up, we screw up. And there's always a lesson and a bill to be paid because of that. So when we look at these kind of things, when we're putting on the armor of God, it's not just to protect us. It's to protect those who we care about and are around us. Does that make sense to you? So when we put that armor of God, is it just us or do we expand it so it's everyone? Shine, Jesus, shine. Because if he shines on us, we have to shine on those around us. Make sense? It's the reason I picked this hymn today. Yeah, I know we did it about 3 weeks ago, but geez, it's such a great hymn for that. Before I finish today, pick up your readings and let's look at the gospel and start in verse 20. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. So, put on the armor of God. Let Jesus shine on you. Accept the word of God. Let it work in you. And when you speak, let it speak from you so that word shines on those around you. Can we do that? Of course we can. May this gift from our Lord and Savior keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.